piece, Ben, I wonder if you could tell us what Roman numeral 3 is all about.
Ah, yes, this is.
The Ego Symphonics Fibus was my chance to teach my choir about motets. Now, obviously, I'm sure as all of you heard me as I improvised it, I love French music. I love the French. And so my motets definitely, well, when we get to the English part, it takes a very, shall we say, French character. But what I also wanted to do was teach them about oratorios, because they never sung anything like that. And since it's a Passionist congregation, I mean, Good Friday is bigger than the Easter Vigil. It really is. I have to do more work for Good Friday than I do for the Easter Vigil. So I wanted to write something big for them. And so I wrote a setting of the seven last words of Christ on the Cross. Wonderful text that has been rarely said. And very specifically, I wanted to not do the devoir. So if any of you have heard the devoir, it's just a product of its time. Shall I say? It's a, those of you who know, well, you'll get that. Yes. It's a piece that needs to stay there. And Cesar Franck wrote a setting, and there's, there are parts of that where, I'm trying to remember in the score. I accompanied that for that once, and there's a scene where Jesus is, of course, he's on the cross telling Mary, here's your son, and it's got this little, which is like, what? But again, and so all the settings I know of this I've never liked. So I thought, okay, well, this is a good one to tackle.
Is there any chance that at some point that you might translate this into Latin for those of us in bi or trilingual paraphrase?
I have thought about doing that. Of course, I wrote it in English. I read all the stuff in English because, well, that's what I have to deal with. But I also deliberately only used the text, the line of the text. In the traditional Latin setting, there's much, much longer verses for this. But again, this is for my choir to do something simple that they can do, but something big at the same time. So I think let's just do it.
Yes.
I actually should say, since David mentioned three, there's actually 11 movements to this work. There are three instrumental movements. There are three movements for baritone solo, and five movements for the choir.
By instrumental, you mean organ?
And I was just going to say, what you have in front of you, you'll see there's an organ score there. You can play it with just the organ, but I also have an optional string quartet and trumpet. So you get a much bigger, fuller sound. If you have a bigger choir, it's much better. I actually think it's better with the full ensemble, but I've done it with my choir with just the organ, and it works just as well.
So now for Steinway.
It's not for the...
Thank you.
questions there.
Yes, I should point out, before I became, when I got interested in organ improvisation, I heard Olivia Latree play in Vancouver, British Columbia, and was, I remember sitting in the cathedral and going, I want to do that. And all my background before I started playing organ when I was about 10 years ago, I gigged in bars and played jazz and rock.
As one does, as one does.
Yes, as we church musicians have to. And and so I got, I'd always played in liturgies and I'd always, you know, noodled a little bit. But of course, when I heard real French improvisation, and I just said, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I was so thrilled that I got to do that with all of you today, because it's, I could spend every day 24 hours a day doing that. So, so this last piece, Oh Divine Goodness, is...
Before we do that, can I ask a question about this?
Sure.
Is all this music under the same conditions as previously? We are free?
Thank you for asking that.
Or is this copyrighted?
I am not sure about the other... I cannot speak for the other composers, but my music is under copyright, and I hope you will not photocopy it. But I have printed it off, and it will be available at dinner for purchase tonight. Most of my stuff is pretty cheap. I don't think it's fair to make you pay a lot for somebody else to print it, and I lose the rights to it. So I have one of my teachers in Vancouver, he does all of his own publishing. If the organists are familiar with Denis Bedard, who was one of my composition teachers, well, and his wife. And he decided to publish his own works to keep the copyrights to it. And so I decided to go that route, and of course, the hard part is distribution. So I hope you all go out and spread the love of these wonderful pieces, you know, everything that's in this book. Support your local composers.